a college town like Logan, scholarship fundraisers are as common as ducks in a pond. But for one art scholarship in particular, the supporters went a step beyond your average bake sale. It's called Art in a Bag. And today, I'm speaking with Michael Bingham, the man who's spearheading the entire fundraiser. To start off with, why don't you tell us more about Art in a Bag?
It's a whole bunch of little paintings, 5x7 size paintings. A lot of them were done by students. There were quite a few that were done by special needs students, and those are some of my favorite pieces. There are also quite a few paintings in here that are done by professional artists from around the valley. The value of many of these paintings will range from $200 to $400 if you were to go to a gallery and purchase a painting by some of the really well-known famous artists that live here in the valley. And they've donated paintings, a lot of them, to this. The painting is in a bag with a big question mark on it, and there'll be several hundred of them. And you pay $10 for one bag, or you can get three of them for $25, and you just pick a bag, and it's a surprise. It's like a grab bag. You don't know what you're going to get. I can guarantee, though, that all of the pieces will be something you'll want. We have worked hard to make sure that nobody will be disappointed by any of them. So you could pay $10 and end up with a $400 painting. And I think that'll be really fun for people.
Well, I noticed that you brought in quite a few of them. And I know when I was looking at this, the first thought was, what are these going to be like? So why don't you tell us about a few of these that you
okay.
brought in?
And I know our listeners can't see this, but I'm going to spread a few out here on the table. First, I'll show you some of the student work. And it ranges all over the place, from watercolor to abstract to collage. There are drawings. There are paintings. There are just a whole range of things. If they have something in common, you can kind of see they're all intended to bring a smile to whoever gets them. And this is only a few. I have hundreds. So a lot of the paintings then are by students, but then there are also a lot of paintings by both amateur and professional artists here in the valley, and there are several, I brought several examples of those too. Beverly Byington and her friend Shirley, they donated between the two of them about 40 pieces, and some beautiful, these are some of the pieces that they donated, these beautiful watercolor paintings. Look at that one of Tony Grove.
Wow. It's amazing. As I'm looking at these, I mean, it ranges everything from regular cardstock to, I'm not sure what this is, but it's a heavy,
that's
really nice,
a really heavy watercolor board.
And beautiful paintings, and like you said, of all different levels of experience, but really beautiful, all of them.
They're amazing. And there's so much. And then Lucy Watkins put in a few, I think we have three of her sewn pieces. There's some examples of those. Joseph Allman, who is an amazing artist, amazing watercolor artist, well known throughout the country, gave us a watercolor painting and two little etchings that are just little gems. I got looking at the quality of work that we received for this event, and I really, my thought was, we're way too low at $10. There is somebody, everybody's going to be happy. And a lot of people are going to end up with artwork that is, you know, significantly more valuable than that, way more valuable than that. So I'm hoping that, you know, if some people end up with a painting worth $300-$400, they might find it in their heart to donate even a little bit more to the cause.
Tell me about the cause. What's so special about this man it's named for?
Daniel Robert Lynch, if you haven't heard of him, he was a very impressive art student out at Mountain Crest. And several years ago, he graduated from Mountain Crest and headed off with plans to, you know, change the world with incredible art. And he went to the San Francisco Art Academy, which is a really fine and wonderful school. Tragically, he was killed one night coming home from school, and his short art career was ended. But his parents, who are wonderful people, have established a memorial scholarship fund. And every year, for the past many years, they give art scholarships to students here in the valley. So all of the money that is raised from the sale of these amazing, terrific little paintings will go to that scholarship fund and will help other, you know, aspiring artists to be able to afford to go to college.
That was Michael Bingham, a local artist and a main contributor to both Art in a Bag and Art on the Lawn. If you're interested in attending either of them, it will be held from 10 to 6 on Saturday, June 30th. You can find more information at artonthelawn.net. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Brianna Bodily.